You're not very happy either, are you, Mary, with the head of Ofsted today?
No, it's a terrible speech.
Why?
That he made today. Well, basically what he said was, it's the school's fault, it's teachers' fault that we've got 1.5 million people unemployed, young people unemployed. And it's,
who wrote the speech for him? This is Michael Wilshire we're talking
Michael
about.
Wilshire. I don't know who wrote the speech for him. If he wrote it himself, we're in deep trouble. And again, you see, Michael Wilshire and Michael Gove on the same platform collude to make a crisis of our education system where there isn't one.
Well, you know, we had a couple of months ago now, we talked about education. I'm of the view, I'm not particularly academic. And didn't have a brilliant education, I'll be the first to admit it, and didn't like school. But I think that education is probably the most important job anybody can do, because as I've said many times, you know, if you don't have a good teacher, then you don't have good scientists or doctors or all the important people. They first, before they all come, it's the teachers.
That's right.
And teachers are not treated in this country with very much respect. And we went through all of this. In fact, it ended up with the minister coming into the studio and taking calls. And when we were talking about this and how people were treated and lack of respect, we ended up getting caller after caller after caller. I wish I'd thought about this. I would have brought some of them and played some of them to you. Some fairly young teachers, obviously very enthusiastic, who were going to school to work, then being threatened with rape, with beatings. These are by pupils, and with no kind of protection, no backup from the head teachers, no backup from ministers or anything else. There is an enormous problem out there in our schools, in certain areas at the moment, that nobody seems to be prepared to address. And unless teachers are actually given the chance to teach, unless discipline in certain areas is brought back into schools, and unless teachers are treated with the utmost respect, people respect estate agents more than teachers at the moment. That cannot be right. Sorry, yes. Estate agents, I do beg your pardon.
Yeah, actually, teachers are the third most respected profession, actually. So, you know, in polls, we're doing quite well.
But that doesn't come across, you see. That doesn't come across when, from government or from some individuals who say, I hope my child doesn't just want to be a teacher.
Yeah, I think this is where we really get to the nub of the matter. I do think that Michael Gove and Michael Wilshire, but particularly Michael Wilshire, should hang his head in shame about what he said about teachers today, that, you know, he should be ashamed of the way he's denigrated the hard work of teachers in this country, who do a very difficult job. And you're absolutely right. In too many schools, teachers not only have to counter lack of support, but they from parents and others, but, you know, have to deal with terrible discipline problems.